This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Six Maoists, including a top leader, were killed in an exchange of fire with police in the Maridumilli area of Alluri Sitaramaraju district today. Director General of Police Harish Kumar Gupta said the encounter took place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. during a police operation in the region, and a massive combing operation is now underway. The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted a search operation at over 25 premises connected to the Al-Fala group in Delhi and NCR. The search operation is part of an ongoing investigation into financial irregularities, use of shell companies, accommodation entities and money laundering. The agency said it is investigating 9 shell companies linked to the group, all registered at the same address. The role of Al-Fala Trust and related entities is under investigation. In addition, prima facie discrepancies have been noted in claims regarding UGC and NAAC recognition. ED said these aspects are being examined with the concerned authorities. Al-Fala University has come under scrutiny after the arrest of several doctors in connection with the blast near Delhi's Red Fort on the 10th of this month. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has said India will publish its revised Nationally Determined Contribution, NDC, for the 2035 period by December. Addressing the high-level segment of the UN COP30 Climate Summit in Belém, Brazil, Mr. Yadav said climate change is real and imminent due to unsustainable growth and development patterns. He urged developed nations to achieve net zero targets ahead of their current timelines.
Developed countries must reach net zero for earlier than current target dates, fulfill their obligation under Article 9.1 of the Paris Agreement, and deliver new, additional, and concessional climate finance estimated to be in trillions of dollars. Means of implementation must be adequate, accessible, affordable, and free from restrictive intellectual property barriers. Let the global community remember this COP as a COP of implementation and a COP of delivery on promises.
NDCs are national climate plans under the Paris Agreement that set targets to cut emissions and adapt to climate change, guiding global efforts to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. On the sidelines of the summit, Mr. Yadav also addressed Leadership Group for Industry Transition, Lead IT Industry Leaders Roundtable. Speaking on the occasion, the minister called for stronger global partnerships to accelerate industrial transition. He added that collective efforts would help achieve the goals of the Paris Agreement and create a sustainable future for generations to come. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the fourth pre-budget consultation with stakeholders from the capital markets in connection with the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27 in New Delhi. The meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has opposed the death penalty imposed on ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in absentia by the country's court. During his daily media briefing, UN Chief Spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said the United Nations stands against the use of the death penalty in all circumstances. The 78-year-old politician was tried in her absence by the country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for alleged crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during student-led protests last year. The Indian Coast Guard, ICG, apprehended 3 Bangladeshi fishing boats along with 79 crew members for illegal fishing in Indian waters. During routine surveillance in the northern Bay of Bengal, the ICG detected that the fishing boats were operating well within Indian waters in violation of the Maritime Zones of India Act. In shooting, Olympian Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-meter center pistol fire event at the ISSF Rifle Pistol World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. Gurpreet settled for silver after losing on inner tens to Ukraine's Pavlo Korostilov. And with that, we end this news bulletin.